You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to have to concede a point, but I'm going to win this argument at some point.
I highly doubt it.
We're going to argue the toilet seat up-down thing. Yes, we've run out of topics on the Slacker Show. No! Yeah. It has come out again where some psychologists, some learned people, some top minds have said that the argument of the toilet seat down is ultimately a control issue for women.
What gender was that psychologist or whatever you're saying?
I believe they prefer not to say.
It just says a study. It doesn't say who did it.
Okay.
I believe it was a study by a contemporary women's magazine.
I bet it was by a man.
No, okay. No.
I will look it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you.
It was
this.
Spike TV.
No, here's the thing. I will give it to you that the best state of the toilet is all lids down. Okay? We're gonna concede that point.
Okay.
All lids down is the best state of a toilet.
Because then everyone can lift what they wish.
Well, but it's more sanitary.
It's concealed.
The fecal matter's not flying everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because that's the thing that comes out. It's like your phone and your toothbrush are covered in fecal matter because you leave your toilet seat lid up.
Well, luckily, great. We have a door that closes our toilet away.
I never close that door. It's just, first off, nobody's in.
Yeah, the problem.
This study was done in 2013.
Hmm. No, this is a new one. This is the new version. They've updated it.
No.
Bunch of women got together and
by the American Psychological Association.
Here's the thing. My whole childhood, it was fed to me that men should put the seat back down when they're done.
Correct.
Just the seat. Okay.
Oh, not the lid.
No, so just the seat. What we're arguing is, who's in charge here? Is the seat, like, a man just went potty and I did you a favor by lifting the seat, because otherwise I might have got a little spray on there.
I was going to ask, do you guys actually need to put the seat up?
There's just some spray that may happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It just feels like there's a better way to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
This is just, it's the luxury of being us. We can read whatever's up there. We have a moment where we can just get after it. It's awesome to be a guy. Mm-hmm. I will also admit that I'm a sit down peer in the middle of the night.
Oh yeah, you don't want to pass out.
Me
right?
too. Me too.
It's not that I want to pass out. There's a plethora of reasons, none of which we need to. Well, I don't want to be loud. It's quieter.
Oh.
You're buffering it with your body.
It's an aiming issue for me.
Oh.
In the dark, you don't want to turn a light on and all that, so you just sit down. And also, when you're potty training young kids, you're kind of teaching them to sit in the beginning. So then we kind of started sitting.
Okay, I get
it's
that.
Pretty nice, actually.
No spray.
It's better.
But so here's the argument that hit me as a child. It's like, well, it needs to be. Women would say it needs to be down so I can go to the restroom. And it's like, oh, Well, it needs to be up so I can go to the restroom.
It doesn't need to be up.
It does if you want it to be comfortable. So you, one would think you'd want it up in case a man happened by so it, he didn't defile your toilet seat.
Hey, do you care about women?
I do. I care very deeply about women.
Then why not do this one nice thing?
Why not do that? Do you care about men?
Yeah.
Then why not do this one thing for us?
You said,
yeah, I felt like a no.
Slacker anti-hack, the two men in the room said that you use the toilet with the seat down. We cannot use it with the seat up.
We'll fall right in. We're so tiny.
So 3/4 of the time, the seat's down. No. It's getting used down.
No.
Also.
No, we pee more often than we sit.
You just said you pee sitting down
just sometimes,
sometimes
in the middle of the night, but that came later.
Got to go the other one.
No. Yes. Okay.
Exactly. So 3 out of 4 times, no. Seat's down.
Let me.
Hold on. Here, when the cleaners are done in cleaning the bathroom, they always leave the seats up. So to me, it's like, oh, it's clean. I'll put it down because I'm going to use it. So in the normal bathroom at home, I want it down.
No. Up says nothing's getting into that perfect little pristine area where you're going to put your little butt. I want that area up. No pee has gotten on it. No fecal matter has gotten on it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Here was my problem. I grew up in a home with a father, a mother, and 4 boys. Why would that toilet seat ever be down?
Hey,
you've got a
Do you care about your mother?
I do, but she's one of 6 people in that house. She like
that one
it
is
should be up all the time for my mother so that it's not defiled by one of the 5 grotesque men in that house.
Because
we just come in and go, wow.
You could learn to aim and not disrespect
your mother.
It's not
that simple, Aaron. Sometimes that first thing has a, it's like,
okay, then put the seat up and then put it down.
Hey, have you ever heard about how women get paid less than men? Because like you could just do this one thing for us.
This is about the
pay gap. We live a harder life.
Okay, here's the thing. You got it.
Great.
You, for the rest of mankind, you get to get paid less and I will put the damn seat down.
Hold on.
You know, you never have to put the seat down again. You could afford somebody to do it for you if you win the Powerball, which is almost a bill.
Oh, the solution.
Okay.
One bill.
Okay. Let me go get a lottery ticket then.
I bought us into Powerball Pete.
Thank you.
You guys realize how much money I've spent on you pieces of hell so far?
Hey, I'll put the seat up for you.
Oh, I like where this is going.
If we win.
Yeah,
only then.
I've been doing that for years, boss.
You guys... But that's when I'm in there.
Okay.
It's $950 million, you guys.
Wait, that's almost a bill.
I know. Maybe you heard me saying that not 30 seconds ago.
Sure didn't. I don't really listen to you that much.
I thought I remember seeing it's like the 6th or 7th biggest.
It's one of the biggest ones they've ever had. It's been over a bill before, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's so simple to buy tickets. Yeah. I've done it like when I'm coming into work and I'm like, oh my God, I need a Red Bull. So I hit the 7-Eleven right over there, and you're just like, well, just give me quick picks.
Yeah.
Boom.
There you go.
You just put a $10 bill down. They give you five quick picks because they're $2 a piece. Or you can do the add-on that puts you in this other drawing for like 10 mil. Wow. That's like $3 a ticket.
Well, that's with Powerball Pete, like, he's collecting your money, but normally he sends the pictures of the tickets. We haven't gotten any of those this year.
He has. You're just not looking.
I haven't seen them.
Maybe because they don't know that, because I'm buying for you, maybe they don't know.
Oh, he sends them to you.
Yeah, okay. I get them.
Okay. Good.
And
good.
Powerball Pete is out of town. So
what?
Victor's doing it this time. So we got that. But here's the deal.
No, that feels lucky.
There is no real proof of this, what I'm about to say. But the tickets that win the Powerball are usually sold in like weird spots.
Yeah.
And if there's a guy who knows where the weird spots are, it's Victor. He already said, he's like, he started naming places he's going. And I'm like, okay, yes.
When get is this drawing? Because like you can get yourself to a weird spot.
Yes,
by
Saturday. So like, you have till Saturday. Do you not, like, let me just talk to the person who's like, oh, I don't think I'm going to do that. Are you allergic to money? Do you have some sort of childhood trauma associated with having $1 billion?
Because quite the opposite. Right.
In fact, I've never even tried it.
Right.
Maybe you will.
Yeah.
Maybe we all will.
Mm-hmm. I tried having $1 billion is what I meant.
$950 million. $950 million. You can win. Get your tickets for the Powerball before Saturday.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.